On a black background, two thin blue lines appear. More lines stack atop, forming the image of a castle. Light flares atop the tallest spire, and a blinking green dot trails a blue arc over the castle turrets. Walt Disney Pictures. The background flickers green as the logo warps, then disappears into blackness. In cartoon animation, a view flies over a blanket of white, pillowy clouds that stretches out as far as the eye can see. A red title appears, Lilo and Stitch 2. A yellow hibiscus flower adorns the top corner of the number 2. Laser gunfire shatters the title, and a red spacecraft emerges through the debris, piloted by Stitch. A view screen on his dashboard shows a string of islands, then targets one. He zooms toward it. Meanwhile, sunbathers relax on a beach. A man and woman sit up to see something on the horizon barreling toward them. It's Stitch's ship. People in the water race toward shore. Stitch distracts a surfer, making him wipe out. Whizzing over the beach, the spacecraft kicks up a sand cloud that buries a lifeguard on her stand. She pokes her head out. Stitch pilots his ship inland, blowing up vehicles with the laser gun on the ship's belly. On a sidewalk, a man buys an ice cream cone from a vendor. He turns around to find the cart gone and the buildings behind him now in ruins. Stitch zooms by Lilo's porch. As Lilo stares up at Stitch, he grins.
Please stop!
Lilo races downstairs from the porch just as Stitch crashes his ship into her house. Stitch emerges from the smoldering ruins, tearing up what's left of the porch.
Stop it, Stitch! Don't do it!
His hand accidentally hits Lilo and she falls.
No! Stitch! No, wake up! Stitch, wake up!
Wake up, Stitch! Wake up! Wake up.
Stitch awakes.
It's all right.
Don't worry.
You were just having another nightmare.
He snuggles a plush turtle.
Seems like a bad one.
Oh, pesa sota.
You know what this means, don't you?
Later.
Very interesting. Why don't you tell me what happened next?
Well,
Stitch gestures. Wearing glasses, Lilo touches a pencil to her lips. Lilo's clipboard has a drawing of Stitch's dream. A sign on a wall reads, Dr. Lilo, head shrink.
That's it.
He cowers behind a chair.
No more.
It's my professional opinion that you're afraid of turning bad again.
I think we need to test your goodness level.
For example, someone bad would let this Elvis Blue Hawaii lamp, circa 1971,
smash the pieces against that wall!
She throws it and Stitch catches it.
But my favorite book, Plastic Surgery Has Gone Wrong. Drop out this window to be lost forever!
She throws it out a window. He leaps out, grabs the book, and returns with it in his teeth.
Or
let his family member
fall to her painful, crushing death!
She jumps off her bunk bed. He breaks her fall.
See? Look at all the good things you did.
He collapses.
By prognosis, your goodness level is extra high.
She hands him a drawing.
Nothing to worry about.
It shows Stitch colored blue, which equals good.
Except that!
Lilo races away. Stitch's eyes flash green and his body flips onto the floor.
Stitch!
He follows. In the kitchen.
Hurry up, you two! Hey, can you guys help me today? It's family night.
Nani clears the table.
And I want the house clean.
Oh, not me. I have very important project I've been working on.
No more crop circles!
All the other aliens get to make them.
What about you?
Can't help you, Nani. I have a very full day of Earth research ahead of me.
You mean watching talk shows and reading gossip magazines?
Yeah, it takes it out of you.
Can we take the hovercraft today, please?
You know I think it's too dangerous. Besides, someone may see you.
Please?
They smile sweetly.
All right. You can take it if you can find it.
They dart off.
I hit it so good this time, they're never...
She sees them in the hovercraft.
I gotta find a better hiding place for that thing.
The hovercraft does loop-the-loops in front of the island's lush mountain peaks, then joins a flock of seagulls. Stitch shoots an instant photo of one. The flash goes off in the bird's face and it falls.
Oops. Bottles.
The seagull rejoins its flock, flying unsteadily. Lilo Lilo and Stitch continue along the rocky coastline, then over the water, above a group of swimming dolphins. Lilo steers the hovercraft into the water, following the pod as they dive above the surface, then plunge below again. Stitch squirts a mouthful of water into the air. As a small village comes into view, the hovercraft heads back toward land. Moments later, Lilo and Stitch sprint toward town, inside a rehearsal hall.
Girls, I have very exciting news. This week is our May Day celebration.
Sorry I'm late, but wait till you see this. I got my uli uli technique down.
Lilo?
Kuikala-i-ma! Hokima!
She shakes a maraca.
Uli 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 uli! Ha!
Stitch snaps a shot of the teacher. Behind Lilo, four girls flinch.
Uli, uli, Lilo, uli, uli. We're not doing that today.
We're not doing that today.
Stitch takes a photo of Myrtle and glares at it. He shreds the image of the bossy girl.
Kumu has an important announcement.
In 3 days is our town's May Day celebration. And here's the best part. There will be a hula competition. Each of you will create an original hula. And the one that best expresses the aloha spirit will lead our hello as the winning dance.
Stitch points at Lilo.
Are there any questions?
Kumu, I have one. Will people who are late to class be allowed to participate?
Myrtle, I think in the spirit of aloha, we should be tolerant of others.
Well, there's no harm in asking.
I want you to use class time today to begin working on your ideas.
Wow, the May Day celebration is big time.
Yeah, the whole town will be there to watch.
Maybe I'll get a contract.
This is gonna be fun.
We can do any idea we want, even make our own costumes.
Cool.
Yeah. But it'll be a lot of work.
My mom knows how to make great costumes.
My mom can sew.
Below her leafy headband, Lilo's smile fades and her chin drops.
Help me with it. I guess Lilo's on her own.
Kumu notices Lilo sulking. His brow furrows.
Lilo, may I speak with you?
She walks to Kumu, who hands her a book off a shelf.
This is a book of past winners.
He shows a photo.
Do you know who this is?
Lilo eyes the dancing girl.
It's your mother.
My mom?
Aye, she won the competition when she was your age. She was as beautiful as an orchid and as graceful as a rolling wave.
He gives her the photo.
Here, to inspire you.
Lilo shows it to Stitch. In the shot, her mom wears a pink hibiscus flower in her hair.
That's my mom. She won the competition when she was my age.
The girls gather around to see. Later, three classmates race outside as Lilo trails behind, admiring the photo.
Hey, Lilo. Maybe your dog can take a picture of me when I win the competition.
How do you know you're gonna win?
I think it's pretty well known that I'm the best dancer in the 7-year-old division.
I don't know. I think maybe I can win.
Hello? You're a stinky dancer, and anything that you come up with is gonna be stinky.
Lilo lunges, but Stitch grabs her.
You'll never be like your mom. Never.
Stitch lets her go.
Okay.
Lilo charges.
Smile!
Stitch takes photos of Lilo leaping at Myrtle, the girls tussling, and Lilo kicking her. More show a Stitch selfie, Lilo tossing Myrtle and a scared Kumu.
As you can see, there was a little disagreement.
Back at home.
Again.
Hiya.
Next time, flush the evidence.
Why don't you come inside, Kumu? Excuse the mess.
Oh.
Items are strewn everywhere.
We have a full house.
In the kitchen, Pleakley drinks lemonade.
I just made some lemonade.
Hey! He chugs the last drop.
Oh, hey, Nani. We're out of lemonade.
Pleakley! I just made that.
Jumba enters with muddy feet.
You have to come out to lab and see my new invention.
I just mopped in here.
It will greatly improve your primitive earthly life.
Oh, and speaking of improving your life, I've just been reading this fascinating article called 10 Days to a Slimmer You.
Really?
Oh, it's full of wonderful suggestions.
I could stand to lose a couple of pounds.
Yes, you could. Time for this. We have a guest.
A guest? Well, let's go meet him.
Let's not. Lilo's in enough trouble.
Jumba and Pleakley share a look.
Trouble?
Well, all out of lemonade. Anyway, I know my sister is very sorry and didn't mean it.
Very sorry.
See?
But I did mean it.
Lilo!
Next time, Myrtle Edmonds is going down! She's going way down!
Stitch raises her arm like a winner.
No more pro wrestling for you!
Where is she?
Pleakley enters in a wig, dress, and sun hat.
Wow.
Hey, kapoor.
There's our precious little angel who must be the victim of a terrible misunderstanding.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Where is she?
What are you doing?
Don't worry. The cavalry has arrived.
In glasses and a mustache, he embraces Lilo and Pleakley.
Somebody give this kid gold star. She's so good.
I don't believe we've met. This is Uncle Jumba, and I'm Auntie Pleakley. Enchanté.
On second thought, Kumu, perhaps we should talk outside.
It's not polite to interrupt your auntie.
Knock, knock.
David!
How's it, everybody?
His eyes widen.
You remember my Auntie Pleakley and Uncle Jumba, right? Say something.
Nice hat?
Why, thank you, David. See, Uncle Jumba said it made me look top-heavy.
Aunt Pleakley wanted the truth.
What we want and what we need are two entirely different things. It's true what they say. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. Though actually
not. Nani.
Yeah,
I know you've been stressing. So I got us some movie tickets.
Movie?
She takes his arm.
David, I would love to. Really. I'm gonna have to rain check.
That's okay. I understand. When are you free to
Great. Sounds good. Thanks for understanding.
I dare you to say that's not flattering, even on him.
Okay, I'm sure the Kumu isn't interested in this.
Nice to be meeting you.
Au revoir, Monsieur Kumu.
Goodbye.
Kumu leaves.
Boy, good thing we were here.
I'm not talking to you.
Outside.
Sorry about the relatives, Kumu.
Yeah, sorry. Well, thanks for coming. See you at the competition.
She slams the door and locks it.
Lilo.
She opens it again and steps out onto the porch, hands behind her back. Kumu kneels down.
I know you want to be in the competition, but your behavior today makes me think you're just not ready.
No, I'm ready. It's just...
She looks away.
Myrtle pushed my buttons. I'll be good. I mean it.
I hope so, because if there's any more trouble, you won't be allowed in the competition.
I promise. There won't be any trouble. I promise, promise. I triple promise.
He nods.
Okay, then.
Thank you, Kumu. You don't have to worry. I have seen the error of my ways. I will be good from now on and be the best hula dancer ever. You'll see. I can do it. There's no way I can do this.
Later, Lilo and Stitch lean on a treehouse railing.
Just because my mom was a great hula dancer doesn't mean I am. The only thing I know I inherited from her is, well, Nani.
She grimaces.
Yeah.
What if Myrtle's right, and everything I do is gonna be stinky? Maybe I'm just stinky. Like cheese.
Zunzachi.
Stitch nudges her.
But my mom was beautiful like an orchid, and graceful like a wave.
Lilo hangs the photo of her mom inside the wooden railing of the treehouse next to some toys.
I'll never be like her.
Stitch watches as Lilo puts her arms over the side of the treehouse and stares into the distance. He glances at the photo. Scaling a limb of the hibiscus tree, Stitch plucks a pink blossom, then climbs down and places it above sullen Lilo's ear. Stitch holds out the photo in one hand and a dinner plate in the other, showing Lilo her reflection. With the flower in her hair, she looks just like her mom. She takes the flower from her hair.
You think I can do it?
We do together.
They smile. Lilo tucks the flower back in her hair.
Let's win this thing, okie
dokie.
They shake.
Cool ideas. Take one. Oh. Mommy!
They try on costumes. Wrapped as a mummy, she falls.
Amputation!
She pulls off a doll's head.
Vampire bat! Recycling! Gossip!
She leaps off her bed.
Skydive! Ouch.
She plummets to the floor.
I wonder if Elvis had these problems.
Downstairs.
Done. Okay, everyone. Family fun night is ready to begin. Everyone?
Nani slumps, frowning.
Anyone?
She finds Lilo and Stitch flopped over the bed.
Come on, guys! Family fun night! Everything's ready! Let's What's going on?
We need to increase the flow of blood to our brains to make us think better because we've only got 1 day and 23 hours.
And 16 minutes.
And 16 minutes left to come up with the winning idea, so please leave us alone to think.
Please.
Oh, you'll figure it out. And if you ask me, it's a perfect time to take a break.
Pass.
I said, if you ask me...
Kinda didn't ask you.
That's it, you two. I have been cooking for hours and finally picked up the house just so we can have quality fun time like Mom used to. You're part of this family, so whether you like it or not, you are gonna come downstairs and have family fun! Fun, fun, fun!
She drags them from bed. Later, they watch a sci-fi movie.
Is everyone having fun?
Oh, yeah! Yeah.
Great! I made sci-fi snacks to put us in the mood.
Oh, yummy.
We have deep-fried Martian cockroach.
She slurps one down.
Mmm, delicious.
I think I'm gonna throw up.
Hey, I think someone did.
Nani? What are these?
Alien eyeball dumplings. Mm.
What kind of sick joke is this?
Don't be making her mad. Eat it!
He smashes the dumpling into Pleakley's mouth.
It's good!
Lilo cocks an eyebrow as Stitch buries his face in a bowl of cheesy dip. He pulls a deep-fried cockroach from his mouth and offers it to her.
Cockroach?
I'm too upset to eat. I'm hula-less.
Aw, honey, I'm sure you'll come up with something. Come on, let's watch the movie.
Stitch and Lilo wear alien masks made from paper bags. Everyone else wears antenna headbands. Pleakley plucks one of the fake antenna, which is next to his real one.
It's a bit redundant, don't you think?
Shush, I'm trying to watch a movie.
Ugh.
On the TV, a huge ant drops a rib cage down a hill littered with bones. Jumbo wipes away a tear.
It's so beautiful.
Nani, I think you did a great job with family... night.
She's asleep.
Psst. I know what your problem is.
What?
I'm sorry to break it to you, but your relationship has fizzled.
But we've been only going out for 3 weeks.
A fizzle is a fizzle. According to this, comfort plus time equals boring.
I think she's just tired.
Tired or tired of you?
Shh.
Fine. I just wanted to dance at your wedding, but... Fine.
He resumes reading his magazine. On the TV, the ant bursts through a building. Stitch and Lilo giggle while Jumba and Pleakley munch eyeball dumplings. Suddenly, the eye holes of Stitch's paper bag mask flash green. He lifts the mask and shrugs, then puts it back on. They flash again, and an extra arm sprouts from his side. He wiggles it. The flashes continue, and another arm sprouts out. Stitch is launched across the room. He stands up, woozy. He convulses, his eyes flashing green, and the two extra arms appear, then vanish. His eyes widen in fear. Jumba notices Stitch, who jumps on the table, sending Nani's spread of party food splattering everywhere. Two eyeball dumplings stick to Pleakley's head on either side of his one real eye. Jumba wipes goo from his face, then observes, slack-jawed, as Stitch transforms back and forth before finally returning to normal.
Oh, no.
Now Jumba climbs a hill.
Jumba! Jumba! Slow down! Where are you going? Include me! Include me!
Something's wrong with 626.
What is it?
I don't know.
A leaf hits Pleakley in the face.
Oh, my good eye!
They enter the spaceship.
You don't trust me. Fine! You won't tell me what's going on. I won't tell you something. Ooh, what an interesting secret I have that I won't tell Jumba!
Jumba fires up the computer.
It's a juicy one.
Quiet, you.
Okay, I don't have a secret, but don't shut me out. Let me in. Let me. What's that?
A sample of Stitch's fur.
A mechanical arm takes the sample.
Now we shall see.
A screen shows Stitch's charge level.
No. No. Those idiot police! I hoped this day would never come.
What are you talking about? What is wrong with Stitch?
A flashback shows outer space.
During his creation, Stitch was never fully charged.
Jumba's lab sits on a floating rock. Its windows flicker with a green glow. Inside, thick green bolts of electricity flow down from above into a bell jar containing a blue, blob-like mass. Jumba stands at the controls wearing goggles. He raises a metal lever.
It's not so easy on the throat.
He lifts his goggles and approaches the bell jar.
Can it be? Have I done it?
In the jar, a small blue ball unfolds, revealing Stitch. He has two pairs of arms and antennae on his head.
So cute. So fluffy, even.
Jumba leans in close.
Where did I go wrong?
Stitch bares his teeth and attacks the glass.
What a relief. Your name is 626. Isn't that nice? Now, I know. You want to get out and wreak some havoc, but your molecules need to be charged. That's the most important part.
Jumba plugs a cable into the base holding the jar, and the computer screen shows Stitch's charge level rising.
Meanwhile, I've got a surprise for you. Close your eyes.
Ah!
No peeking. He cheats already.
Ta-da!
Jumba presents a small red spacesuit.
If it's too big, I have it taken in.
Uh-oh. Open up! Intergalactic police!
Is nobody home? Check is in mail!
I'm in the tub!
The door explodes.
You are under arrest for illegal genetic experimentation.
You idiots! You will to ruin everything!
Yeah, tell it to the council.
Go!
You two, get the evidence.
Oh, stop. His molecules aren't fully charged.
A lizard in a spacesuit unplugs the cable.
Oh!
No!
There's no telling what will happen.
Let me go!
No! What will become of my little monstrosity?
In the present...
Now his circuits are going haywire.
That's why he was freaking out in the house.
He can't control it. If it continues, his circuits will burn themselves out like supernova.
Can you fix him?
I must, or my little Stitch will shut down.
The charge meter shows the level dropping.
For good.
In Lilo's room, Stitch erases some of the blue from Lilo's drawing of him, which also displays a blue box that reads good and a white box that reads bad. Stitch's ears droop. He scans the room.
Stitch! Stitch?
The bottom bunk's bedskirt flutters as Lilo enters. She lifts the fabric, finding Stitch crouched underneath. He drops his face to the floor. Lilo blinks worriedly. She crawls underneath the bed with Stitch. He closes his eyes as she draws near.
Once there was a boy with big puffy hair who loved meatloaf a lot.
Stitch opens one eye.
So he put the leftovers in his pillowcase.
He opens the other.
But that night, a buzzard flew in the window and tried to eat the meatloaf. Trashed the whole house. And do you know who that boy was?
Stitch shakes his head.
Elvis. True story.
Stitch perks back up.
I think Stitch feel better.
Even Elvis slipped up sometimes, but he never stopped trying. And neither can we.
Elvis!
Daytime. Lilo marches in front of a map marked with locations around the island. Sporting a makeshift military uniform, she stops, pivots, and salutes. She wears a skull ring on her pinky and clutches a wand with a star in her other hand.
At ease! When Elvis was in the army, he got things done. Here's a map that shows every place Elvis went to in Kauai. Our mission? Go to these places, where the king will give us the idea for our hula.
Stitch marches up.
To the hovercraft!
Later.
Thanks to a certain sister of mine, we'll have to walk.
The two stroll to town, stopping at the window of a laundromat where a display reads, worn by Elvis, and features a pair of yellow shorts with red polka dots. Lilo points excitedly, and they enter, dancing down an aisle of washers. Stitch leaps from the top of a washer onto a stack of folded laundry. He bounces three times. His eyes flash green. He lands on top of a woman with rollers in her hair and pulls out roller after roller. Lilo rolls her eyes as the woman chases Stitch with a broom. Stitch erases more of the blue coloring from Lilo's drawing of him. He shows Lilo, who scowls with her hands on her hips. Lilo points to a picture of a barber's pole on the homemade map. At the barber shop, Lilo points at a photo of Elvis on the wall, and a barber combs Stitch's fur into a pompadour. Stitch sprays his face with shaving cream, creating sideburns, then jumps on top of the barber's chair wearing a smock as a cape. He strikes a pose and thrusts his hips. Suddenly, his eyes go green again. He grabs the barber's electric trimmer, shearing off the man's gray mustache. The barber touches his bare face. Outside, Lilo frowns as Stitch shows her the drawing with even more blue erased. At a bakery, Lilo and four police officers dunk donuts in their coffee, but before they can take a bite, Stitch zips across the counter, sending everything flying. The cops glare. Lilo and Stitch race out the door. Stitch erases more blue from the drawing of himself. It now fills only his feet. They follow the map to a bench on a secluded cliff.
This is the exact bench where Elvis sat in Blue Hawaii.
He sniffs it.
Oh yeah, that's him.
They take a seat.
I can't believe it. My butt is in the shadow of the butt of Elvis Presley.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Elvis. We're ready to receive a great idea for our hula! Hula!
They wait with eyes closed. A moment later, a chicken struts past. Stitch opens his eyes, watching it peck the ground. Lilo opens her eyes, and confusion crosses her face. She jumps up excitedly.
That's it! I got it! Elvis is trying to tell us to do a hula about a chicken!
The chicken's eyes go wide.
No, he's not.
Her smile fades.
Well, there's plenty of other places on the map that we can go to.
Raindrops fall.
We better hurry. Hey! Drop it!
The chicken runs off with the map. They follow.
Gotcha!
Lilo leaps at the chicken. The map flies from its beak, and a gust of wind grabs it. Lilo and Stitch give chase. Stitch grabs it.
Yes!
Lilo trips, knocking the map out of his hand. They slide down a hill, and the map flies onto a road. A big rig runs it over. She picks up the map, but it disintegrates.
No.
Stitch grimaces.
We're sunk.
Lilo tosses what's left of the map and mopes away. Stitch's ears droop and his lip quivers. He drops to his knees and pounds the road with his fists. Lilo returns and drags him away. At a gas station, she pats him dry with a paper towel.
I know it's hard to keep the faith sometimes, but if you don't give up on Elvis, Elvis won't give up on you.
Lilo smiles. Then something grabs her attention. Stitch's ears perk. They turn to see two musicians. One beats a pahu drum. Another strums a ukulele.
That song, it's about the Hawaiian goddess Hiiaka.
Hey, that's right, Lilo.
That's a great story. Friendship?
Jealousy? Death by molten lava? Do you know what this means?
They look to the sky. Holding Stitch's hands, Lilo swings him around in a circle. Meanwhile, in the spaceship, Jumba consults a diagram of objects displayed on his computer screen. He tries to fit pieces together.
Stupid supercomputer.
I know, Mom, but Jumba and I have been very busy. My mom says hi.
Yeah, hi, Mom.
He's waving. I can't talk about it, Mom. It's top, top secret. I said I was sorry.
That's it! That's it!
I have to go, Mom, but I'll talk to you Sunday.
I finished plans for new fusion chamber that will recharge Stitch.
Way to go!
However, we don't have alien technology to build it.
Way to burst a bubble.
We'll have to find primitive Earth machinery and just hope it works.
No prob. I can get all those parts from the house.
The screen with Stitch's charge meter flashes red.
Ah!
What is it?
Stitch is having another episode, and they're getting worse by minute. Hurry, Fleekly. These parts are crucial to saving Stitch's life. Nothing can go wrong.
Fleekly peeks around the edges of the doorway leading into the kitchen. He spies the toaster on the counter and glances around to see if the coast is clear.
Target sighted.
He grabs it.
Gotcha!
Nani enters.
Oh, no, it's you! I mean, hi, Nani. Having a good day?
What are you doing with the toaster?
Oh, this? This? Yeah, interesting question.
Fleekly, what's going on?
Well, I was just about Fleekly, to...
We have to hurry to...
Nani!
To make toast!
The toast?
Making toast. We're making toast.
Yeah, toast. Who doesn't enjoy nice, crispy piece of toast?
Answer? Nobody!
Yeah, and so many different kinds.
Fleekly makes toast.
And you can put marmalade on the toast. Oh, tasty toast. You don't know what you're missing, Nani. Care to try some?
That's okay. I gotta go to work. Oh, and boys, don't play with the toaster.
She checks her watch. As she rushes out, David approaches with flowers.
Hi, David. Gotta run. If you're hungry, we've got toast.
Fleekly holds a slice.
Should I make more?
Just get rid of him.
How?
You're the Earth expert.
Pleakley sees a deflated David with the bouquet on the porch steps.
David, David, David. Poor, sweet David. Trusting, naive David.
Okay, maybe I do need some help.
You're in good hands.
David gives him the bouquet. Later, from behind a tree, they spy on Nani at work.
Look at her. Disc, disc. Doesn't even know you're here.
Maybe that's because we're hiding.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is my relationship dying? No!
Okay, okay. What do you think I should do?
Well, it's obvious she's taking you for granted. But she won't if she sees another woman interested.
What other woman?
Pleakley yanks off a robe and swim cap.
Yeah! Have fun!
He now wears a wig and makeup.
You're so fascinating! And tan!
Nani sees David catching Pleakley.
I'm so clumsy!
You've got to be kidding me.
Pleakley, I really don't
think... See? It's working. She's coming over.
Hey, Nani.
Ah, no waving. Be cool. Wow! Is that a deltoid or a rhomboid?
Okay. Hey, David, I'm off at 5. Want to go get some dinner?
That would be great.
He has plans.
He does.
With me. I'm the new girl on the island.
Let me get this straight. You came over here and interrupted me at work to tell me you have pretend plans with Pleakley?
I don't know what you're talking about. My name is Inga. I am a foreign exchange student. Are you jealous?
No.
She heads back to work.
Well, you blew it.
Back in their bedroom, Stitch holds up a grass skirt as Lilo examines the photo of her mom. Stitch fetches paper bags from the kitchen, and Lilo closes her record player. They load books and crayons into a red wagon, along with the record player and paper bags. Riding in the wagon, they launch off the porch. Stitch carries the wagon to their treehouse.
This is how the story goes, Stitch.
She hula dances.
Once there was a beautiful goddess named Hiiaka, and a handsome mortal named Lohia.
She adjusts his posture as he dances.
They were as close as two people could be.
They collide and fall.
Oops.
They make costumes.
But one day, Pele, the volcano goddess, grew jealous of their friendship.
They dance in sync on the kitchen table.
So she took Lohia and threw him into a volcano filled with molten lava.
He trips and falls into some food.
Oh, Stitch!
My bad.
At bedtime, Nani turns off the light and leaves. Lilo's eyes open and she throws back her covers.
Hiiaka discovered his body in a cavern by a sea cliff. And she stayed with him, praying to the gods to bring Lohiao's spirit back.
In their costumes, they rehearsed through the night.
And it worked! Her love brought him back to life, proving that love is more powerful than death.
I will love you always.
The next day, they practice their dance on the beach.
We are ready for rehearsal.
Later, at the rehearsal hall, they wait in costume backstage.
Okay, girls, this is your last rehearsal before tomorrow's competition.
What if I forget the moves? And Myrtle laughs at me, and I get mad and pound her! You gotta help me, Stitch. I need you.
We're together.
He puts a reassuring hand on her shoulder. She grins and takes the stage.
Our hula is about an ancient friendship that proves love is more powerful than death.
Oh, brother.
The great goddess Hiiaka. That's me.
And the brave and handsome Lohiao.
Backstage, he glitches.
That Stitch.
Lilo extends her arms towards stage left. The others watch and wait. Lilo drops her arms.
I said, the handsome mortal Lohiao.
She gestures again to the offstage area.
Oh, handsome mortal!
Stink-a-rama.
Stitch, get out here!
Stitch rolls out as a ball and unfolds.
Oh.
Stitch, what are you doing?
He skitters around the stage, his eyes green.
Cut it out!
That's not what we practiced! Stitch!
Stitch rips a speaker from the stage. Sparks fly. As he throws it across the room, the girls huddle around Kumu. The speaker hits the floor, billowing smoke. Stitch launches off a rafter, chomping his teeth at the others.
Zero, get control of your dog! Nice dog, doggy!
Kumu tries to hold him off with a chair, but Stitch charges, shredding the chair with his teeth. Down to just a stick, Kumu tosses the chair and Stitch across the room. Stitch's eyes return to normal.
Lilo, you will not be allowed to rehearse at this hello again.
He herds the other girls out and slams the door. Lilo's face falls.
Lilo, I...
She runs out of the building. Later.
Come on, it couldn't have been that bad.
At Nani's work.
It was.
Mahalo, have a good one.
You're not even listening to me.
I'm listening, but I have to work.
Oh, I'll my get that hula for you. Career is falling to pieces, and you're worried about stink and work?
Maybe Stitch needs you to be a little patient with him, huh?
I think he's doing it on purpose.
You don't mean that.
You should have seen the way he was acting.
Aren't you being a little overdramatic?
Nani, his goodness level.
As Stitch eavesdrops from behind a leafy plant, his ears sag. He suddenly perks up. Now, Stitch steps out into a crosswalk and holds out his hands. A car halts facing him, and he escorts a gray-haired lady across the street. She pats him on the head, and he smiles sweetly. Inside a store, Stitch picks up another older woman and carries her out to the street. She whacks him on the head with her purse as he drags her across. At the treehouse, he adds some blue back onto the drawing of himself. Later at the barbershop, he sweeps up hair clippings from the floor. Grabbing a pile, Stitch spits on the hair and places it onto the barber's bald spot, styling a makeshift toupee. The barber checks it out in the mirror and smiles. On the beach, Stitch dumps bottles of sunscreen into a bucket, then uses a mop to slather the lotion over the bellies of a row of sunbathers lying on beach towels. He blows a whistle. The sunbathers flip over, letting Stitch coat their backs. He then colors more blue back into Lilo's drawing of him. Later, he sees a tiny blue bird tumble from a tree. He climbs the tree, placing it back in its nest. He opens his mouth wide, revealing worms inside, and the baby bird slurps one up. Stitch adds more blue to the drawing. Back at the beach, a little girl's sandcastle collapses. Stitch arrives and builds an enormous castle with towers, flags on its spires, and a moat. He lowers the surfboard drawbridge, slides down it, and gestures to the castle. She excitedly runs to it. In the treehouse, Stitch fills the remaining void in Lilo's drawing with blue. He examines it, smiling, then carries it with him as he skips back to the house.
Oh yeah.
Lilo rehearses in her room.
The great goddess Hi'iaka, that's me, and the brave mortal Lohiau, that's also me.
Trying to juggle both headdresses and a ukulele, she falls over.
We're best friends.
Stitch enters.
Lilo, look! Look!
And their friendship
I'm all good now! No more badness!
He bumps her by accident.
Oh, sorry.
She puts a headdress back on her head.
The great goddess, Hi'iaka. Stitch, just get out of here, fuzzball.
She crumples the drawing and throws it aside.
No, you out.
No, you.
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 Fine.
She walks off.
I will.
No, Stitch will.
I'm leaving first.
They race down the stairs, shoving at one another. Meanwhile.
Who took my hair dryer?
Stitch closes a door on Lilo.
Open the door, Trug!
Who's there?
Stitch, open the door!
Okay.
Lilo tumbles in.
What is up with you two? Neither of you move a muscle.
Nani answers the door.
Oh, David, I'm glad you're here.
He's dressed as a bullfighter.
David?
Nani, you should know, you're not the only fish in the sea.
You got to tell her that you know I should have a lot of...
Because I have a lot of...
He leans toward the hidden pleakly.
Options?
Options?
Options? Oh, really?
Olé!
Pleakley steps into view, dressed as a flamenco dancer, and sashays in the doorway between them. Nani slams the door.
I'm not touching you.
She's touching me. She's touching me.
I'm not touching you.
You're touching me!
Lilo hovers a finger inches from Stitch. He licks her face.
Would you cut it out? This is crazy. You guys are family. Ohana.
The tussling pair knocks Nani over.
Why are you fighting?
Because he ruins everything.
Not my fault.
Then whose fault is it?
Nani pulls them apart.
David!
Whoa!
That is it! Go to your room and make up like loving friends!
You're gross.
Mr. Piquet.
Keep walking.
She stomps toward them, and they retreat upstairs. Later, they sit on the floor by the bed, facing away from each other.
Stitch, sorry.
We said we were going to be good. I needed you, Stitch.
He looks down at the floor with a pained expression, then spies the wadded-up drawing.
Stitch, good again.
He unfolds it, showing Lilo, who considers it with her arms crossed.
If you promise to be good, I'll give you one more chance. But I want you to promise.
Oh, yeah. Chabita.
He solemnly raises one hand.
You get the costumes, and I'll get the record player.
Lilo heads downstairs.
Stitch, good. Good, good, good.
He puts on his headdress.
Stitch, good!
Green flashes in the eye holes, and Stitch bares his teeth. A view from outside shows green light flickering from a window in Lilo's spherical room. It subsides.
We are ready!
She finds the headdresses and costumes in tatters.
Stitch!
Lilo!
Everything's ruined.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why I ever believed you.
Something wrong with Stitch.
I know what's wrong with you. You're bad, and you'll always be bad.
She leaves him alone amidst the ruins. The drawing of Stitch lies crumpled on the floor. Meanwhile, in the spaceship.
3, 2, 1. Ta-da! There it is, the fusion chamber. The only thing that can save Stitch.
It's amazing.
Just another work of genius.
Oh, can I switch it on, please? Please?
Oh, no. That is extremely delicate machine. It takes superior mind.
Jumba pushes down a lever made from a bicycle's handlebar. The pod-like contraption powers on, glowing green.
Thanks to me, crisis is over.
It explodes in a cloud of smoke.
Jumba! What happened?
The smoke clears to reveal Pleakley standing on Jumba's back as he lies face down on the floor. Pleakley jumps down. Jumba gets up and examines the pile of metal scraps.
That's it, Pleakley. It's over. I can't build a new fusion chamber.
Sure you can! Just like you built the first one!
I didn't build first one! I ordered it from catalog.
A catalog?
And now, there is no hope for my little creation.
On the computer screen above, Stitch's charge meter slowly depletes, dipping below the halfway mark.
Jumba has failed family.
So you didn't build the first fusion chamber. So what? You still built Stitch, didn't you? Well, didn't you?
Yes.
And you're still an evil genius. Come on, admit it.
No, I don't like to brag.
Well, see? That's why you're the only one who can do it!
Jumba looks up at the screen, then steals himself.
Pleakley, my wrench!
Pleakley passes him the tool. Back at the house, the dome of Lilo's bedroom is open.
Lilo?
Under the night sky, Lilo lies face down on the top bunk.
Hey, Lilo.
I'm not doing the hula with him, so don't try to make me.
Okay.
He's ruining my chance of winning.
Lilo, baby, it's just a contest.
No, it's not. Now get off my bed.
Not until we talk about this.
You're no help. I wish Mom were here.
I'm doing the best I can.
Well, it's not good enough.
Don't you think I know that?
Lilo hits her over and over with a pillow. Nani grabs it, scowling, and sets it down. The two fall back exhaustedly onto the pillows, lying next to one another with their eyes closed. Overhead, fluffy clouds part in a sky filled with twinkling stars. They look upward.
Hey, remember how she would always make up those funny constellations?
Like Swiss cheese, man?
Where is the stinky bag of garbage again?
Near the sour Milky Way.
Right near the old lady!
With the chihuahua on her head!
Lilo's smile falls.
I have to win the contest, just like Mom did. If I win, she'll know I'm good. And she'll be proud of me.
Nani sits up and cuddles her.
Oh, baby. You don't have to win anything for Mom to be proud of you.
How do you know?
Because I know everything. Okay, I don't know everything. But I think Mom would be proud of you just for being you.
Lilo hugs her.
You too.
Nani gives a surprised look.
Thanks, Lilo.
Lilo sits between her legs. Nani holds her close, and the two sisters gaze up at the night sky. The screen fades to black. Out in the treehouse, Lilo's drawings of Stitch's bad dreams are laid out along the floor. The last one shows a huge, menacing Stitch looming over a tiny Lilo. Stitch stands over the sketches, twiddling his fingers with a heartbroken look. All of a sudden, he angrily balls his fists and sweeps the drawings off the platform. They flutter toward the ground. He watches them fall, holding a piece of paper. As he looks at the paper, his ears droop and his head hangs. It's the drawing of himself, filled to the brim with blue. He sits down and clutches it to his chest tightly.
That's good.
Stitch looks out across the water that separates the treehouse from the family's home.
Stitch good now.
He hangs his head, and the screen fades to black. Morning. A hand cracks an egg into a blender. Milk is added, then ketchup and a pickle. A finger turns on the machine and the concoction is mixed into a green liquid. Lilo grabs the pitcher and removes the lid. In gray sweats and a blue headband, Lilo does sit-ups. Elsewhere, Kumu hangs flowers on a banner reading Aloha, which is strung between two tiki torches. Lifting weights, Lilo runs over tires laid flat on the porch, stepping in the center of each. Meanwhile, guests arrive at Kumu's outdoor stage. Lilo does pull-ups from a tree limb as Kumu shoos ducks off the stage. Lilo puts on her hula ensemble, wearing a grass skirt and leaf bracelets on her wrists. Her classmates gather by the stage.
You think Lilo will show up? After that rehearsal, she wouldn't dare.
Lilo approaches with a broad smile. One of her classmates has a shell headdress, another a fish face headdress, and a third a hat made from pineapples. Myrtle wears pearls and a flag tucked in her hair. As the girls spy Lilo, Myrtle glowers. The others wear shocked looks. Lilo shrinks backward, clutching her headdress. She looks away from them, noticing pink hibiscus blooms behind her. She plucks one and holds it in her hand. A grin makes its way across her face, and Lilo strides confidently past the others with the flower tucked in her hair over one ear. Myrtle watches slack-jawed. Lilo approaches Kumu, who holds a clipboard, his back to her. He sees her and smiles. Lilo puts on her headdress and puffs out her chest. Stitch stands timidly at the entrance to the performance area. A guest arrives behind him, unintentionally hurting Stitch forward.
I just wanted to say I'm very proud of all your hard work. If it were up to me, you would all win first place.
Kumu steps away.
He's just saying that so the losers don't feel bad.
Hi, Nani.
David removes his jacket from the space beside him on a bench.
Yeah.
Nani sits at the end of the bench.
Okay.
Stitch sits between them. On stage, Kumu blows into a conch.
Welcome to our annual May Day Festival, where one of our little girls will be chosen Alakai. First up is Aleka, doing the Dance of the Pineapple.
Aleka peeks out from behind the stage, but then ducks down again. Meanwhile, Jumbo works in the spaceship.
That should do it.
Jumba and Pleakley stand beside a new fusion chamber. Jumba reaches for the lever, but hesitates.
What if it doesn't work?
It will.
Pleakley puts a reassuring hand on his arm. Jumba takes a breath, then pulls down the lever. On stage, Aleka finishes her performance.
Ooh, my kai, Aleka. Next up is Myrtle Edmonds.
Smiling Myrtle hands Kumu a piece of paper.
It's a gift certificate to my daddy's store. Hit it.
As two musicians play, she gestures.
Legend tells of a man named Carl who dreamt of offering authentic Hawaiian collectibles at an affordable price. Like this costume in 7 natural colors. And these genuine faux pearls, each a jewel of the Pacific.
Kumu shakes his head.
The best things in life are marked down for clearance this weekend at Carl's.
An ad drops from her skirt.
Myrtle, what can I say?
Thank you.
She struts off.
It's in the bag.
Nani scans the crowd.
If Jumba and Pleakley don't get here soon, they're gonna miss Lilo.
In their ship, Pleakley crosses his fingers as Jumba's hands close in on the lever.
No!
What's happening?
Stitch's circuits are soon about to blow. We have to get him in the fusion chamber now!
Shouldn't we test it?
There isn't time!
They sprint away.
Next, we have Lilo, who's doing her hula about an ancient friendship.
This is it.
She looks at the photo of her mom.
You'll be great.
Stitch?
I just want to say I'm...
I can't talk now. I have to go on.
I know.
He glitches.
Oh, no. Badness coming on.
What?
I have to...
Are you okay?
He convulses, knocking Lilo to the ground. She touches a scratch on her face. She stares up at him, shocked. Stitch looks down at his claws.
Stitch?
No, Lilo. Too dangerous.
He skitters into the brush.
Stitch?
Lilo, it's your turn. Everybody's waiting.
Kumu guides her on stage. Lilo steps forward, eyebrows knit. Nani waves from the front row. Lilo wrings her hands.
My hula is about an ancient friendship.
She glances toward the brush.
That proves love is more powerful than death.
Lilo dances her hula, swaying her hips and making waves with her hands from side to side. Lilo keeps glancing over to the brush where Stitch disappeared. Watching her sister closely, Nani wears a puzzled look. Lilo stops dancing and removes her headdress. The musicians look at one another, and Kumu's mouth hangs open. The whole audience stares confusedly.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Lilo sets down the headdress and dashes off stage. David and Nani quickly follow.
Stitch, come back! Have you seen Stitch?
We thought he was with you!
Lilo, baby, what happened?
I'm fine. Something's wrong with Stitch.
It's not his fault. He's malfunctioning. And if we don't find him soon...
As Stitch scampers a path through the woods, he continues to glitch. Lilo runs into her house.
Stitch!
Nani checks in the dryer.
Stitch?
Jumba and Pleakley check the woods. David checks under a bed.
Hey, you there, Barbara?
At the treehouse.
Stitch!
Lilo lifts her gaze to the platform. Beaming, she climbs up but finds Nani instead. Nani hands her the drawing of Stitch. A red X is now across it.
No.
Hey, we'll find him.
The group meets in a clearing.
We looked everywhere.
He only has few minutes left.
An engine roars to life.
The ship!
The fusion chamber!
Stitch!
Lilo scales the steps up the hillside where the ship sits. Inside, Stitch flips a lever and the red and white spacecraft lifts off. It zooms over Lilo, kicking up dirt and leaves, then soars between the mountains toward the sunset.
Stitch!
Stitch sees Lilo, Nani, Jumba, Pleakley, and David below. He gives a sad wave.
We have to stop him!
Pleakley waves from a car. They chase after Stitch.
I think I should drive.
Two eyes, my car, I'm driving.
The great Stitch is going. He'll soon to be accelerating in the stratosphere. If only we had way to communicate with him.
Oh, it's horrible, Bob. Stitch has taken off of the ship, and we have no way to contact him. Poor Jumba. He's worked so hard.
Give me that!
He grabs the communication device.
Yes, Mother Pleakley, he'll call you back.
Aboard ship.
Thanks for using the Uninhabited Planet Index, your guide to the galaxy's most isolated and lonely locations. If your selection is Planet Z-13, engage hyperdrive.
Stitch, can you hear me? I need you. Please come back.
Stitch can never come back.
As Stitch reaches for a lever, he glitches. The ship goes into a downward spiral.
He's lost control of ship!
Nani sees that the road ahead drops off abruptly. She slams the brakes. They pile out of the car. Smoke rises in the distance.
What do we do now?
Nani opens the car's trunk to reveal the hovercraft inside.
It was my best hiding place.
Lilo hugs Nani, then hops into the hovercraft and takes off.
Get him into fusion chamber before his energy runs out! His only chance!
Lilo soars toward the plume of rising smoke, around the lush, jagged mountains and over low-hanging clouds that reflect the purple hue of the setting sun. She comes in for a landing. Smoke and flames billow from the ship.
No!
She slides aside a piece of metal.
Stitch!
The broken piece falls. She moves another one. Lilo sprints toward the sound. She looks over a cliff.
Stitch!
He lies on a grassy ledge below. She climbs down.
No, Lilo. Too dangerous.
You're not dangerous. We have to get you into Jumba's machine.
Lilo sits him up, then grabs him under the arms, dragging him up the slope. Meanwhile, the others climb a mountain. Pleakley gets underneath Jumba to push him up a boulder.
No worry. I've got you, Nani.
He offers her a hand, helping her up. Nani smiles. They make their way to the crash site. Lilo closes Stitch inside the fusion chamber. A monitor on its side shows that his charge is almost gone. She struggles to lower the lever, finally pulling it down. Inside the clear chamber, a pale green light surrounds Stitch as he lies unmoving. Lilo puts her hands on the glass.
Stitch, you're gonna be okay now. Please be okay.
With his eyes barely open, he weakly lifts a hand and presses it to Lilo's on the other side of the glass.
Stitch, sorry.
His hand slides down, his eyes close, and his head drops back limply.
Stitch.
The others finally arrive.
Hey, hurry before... Oh, no.
Jumba! Jumba, it's not working!
Oh, no.
Jumba examines the machine, then looks at Stitch. He closes his eyes with a frown.
We're too late.
Lilo's hands rise to her cheeks. Nani turns to David, who wraps his arms around her. Pleakley hangs his head. Jumba lifts the lever on the machine. The glowing light fades from inside, and the chamber lid rises. Jumba scoops up Stitch's limp body in his hands, then cradles him in an embrace.
No!
Lilo, wait, there's nothing you can do.
He hands Stitch to her.
He's gone.
Oh, honey, come here.
No!
Lilo sits on the ground with Stitch in her lap.
Stitch, I'm so sorry.
She cradles his head in one arm.
I kept saying how I needed you.
She strokes his fur.
But you needed me more.
Her eyes well with tears. The cloudy red sky and blue ocean fill the horizon behind them. Lilo removes the flower from her hair and sets it onto Stitch's stomach.
You're my Ohana, Stitch.
She hugs him tightly.
And I'll always love you.
A tear rolls down her cheek as she holds him with her eyes tightly closed. The others hang their heads. The computer screen on Jumba's machine shows zero charge. One bar of the charge meter suddenly returns, followed by another and another. Stitch's eyes flutter. His hand gently rises, touching Lilo's arm. Her eyes open and her jaw drops.
Stitch, not bad. Stitch, fluffy!
Stitch!
They hug. The charge meter reaches full.
Hey! But how is it possible?
It's not.
Jumba spreads his arms.
Stitch, okay now?
No more nightmares.
They cuddle.
Stitch!
Oh, Lilo.
Fluffy after Lilo!
Nani joins in, and the others gather around. The view rises high above them and dissolves to nighttime. Lilo stands on the outdoor stage.
So Hi'iaka and Lohiau were reunited and are together to this day. Kuikala'i!
She claps her hands.
Tokima!
Standing on stage with her now are Jumba, Pleakley, Nani, David, and Stitch, who all wear leis and grass skirts. They do a synchronized dance. Stitch and Lilo sashay from side to side and wag their fingers. The others touch their fingertips together in front of themselves, then raise their arms overhead. They sway their hips, gracefully undulating their arms back and forth. Nani dances close to David, then leans over and kisses his cheek. He touches it, beaming. Smiling, Stitch performs expressively. Pleakley and Jumba fall out of sync, each gesturing the opposite way. They notice their mistake and stop. They smile, shrugging their hands. Lilo and Stitch dance a few final moves, then rush in for a hug, smiling with their eyes closed under the starry night. Nani joins in, wrapping an arm around each of them.
Mom would be so proud of you.
Lilo grins and presses her cheek to Nani's as they share an embrace with Stitch and look to the sky. The view tilts up past the ocean to the twinkling night sky. One star sparkles brightly, standing out amidst the others. Fade to black. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Disney. Voice by Laura Post.
I will love you always.
love you, I will love you always. Que cool boy mea, oh, a mealy bottom. I will love you, I will love you always.